ANA's in-flight entertainment brings you new journeys through Japan, powered by Monocle 24. Since the launch of the magazine in 2007, Monocle's Tokyo-based editors and writers have been travelling all across Japan, from Hokkaido to Okinawa, to cover food, crafts, hospitality, travel, and much more. Our insightful knowledge and reach are enjoyed by a well-travelled global audience, not only in the magazine, but also in our best-selling city travel guides, including ones to Tokyo and Kyoto, and our rapidly growing weekend newsletter. Now that same expertise comes to life in audio, in partnership with ANA. Today we're heading from Osaka to Tokyo. Let Monocle's editors be your guide for this road trip. Here's Kenji Hall.
The fastest way to get from Osaka to Tokyo is by Shinkansen, hurtling along at 285 kilometers per hour with the landscape a blur. You can get from one city to the other in a mere 2.5 hours. It's how most people in Japan would choose to travel. But why do that when there are so many shops, museums, restaurants, and wineries to hit along the way? This route has road trip written all over it. For starters, Truck, Tokuhiko Kise and Hiromi Karatsu's furniture shop in Osaka, where they design and build beautiful sofas, tables, desks, and chairs. On a sunny day, the showroom, with its large windows and abundance of natural light, is so comforting you'll be tempted to take a quick nap. Next on the to-do list, music for the road at Especial Records. Run by Yoshihiro Okino, half of the DJ duo Kyoto Jazz Massive, this shop has all the jazz crossover, soul, Brazilian, funk, and boogie you need. Most of it is on vinyl, a lot is vintage, but Okino also stocks CDs. Once the music is in order, it's straight to Biotope, the fashion and homeware store across town. Here, you'll browse the racks for brands like Maison Kitsune, Visvim, and Hike. There are plants spilling from every nook in a three-story building designed by the prolific young architect Makoto Tanijiri. After the shopping, it's time for refreshments, and Tomofumi Fujimaru's Shimanouchi Winery makes a perfect pit stop. When Fujimaru started his winery in the center of Osaka in 2013, people thought he was nuts. He had taken over grape farms on the outskirts of the city, and now he produces refreshing, light wines of varietals like Delaware and Muscat Berry A that aren't barrel-aged. A bit more driving before our next stop, Nagatanien in Iga, Mie Prefecture. No country spends more time obsessing over rice than Japan, and for culinary traditionalists, nothing beats earthenware pots from Nagatanien. Here the kilns have been turning out Kamado-san pots for perfectly cooked rice since 1832. Back in the car, we head north, beyond Nagoya, to Inuyama City, where the Meiji Mura has been a landmark since 1965. It was conceived by architect Yoshiro Taniguchi and former Nagoya Railroad head Moto Tsuchikawa as an open-air architecture museum. The original Imperial Hotel by Frank Lloyd Wright is long gone, demolished in 1965. But here, you'll find the hotel's lobby faithfully preserved among the many gems. As we get closer to Tokyo, the stops are more frequent. There's Izu Photo Museum, conceived by artist Hiroshi Sugimoto, and fashion apparel brand Sunshine and Cloud, which has an airy shop in Hayama, a beach town southwest of Tokyo. Once we're in Tokyo, we could ditch the car, but it's far more convenient for getting to the converted warehouses on Tennozu Aisle, where the extraordinary pigment art supply shop designed by Kengo Kuma is located. It calls itself an art materials lab, and it has a dizzying selection of brushes, glues, paper, ink, canvases, paints, and inkstones, all beautifully arranged. The last stop takes us to the Arcade Depot Architectural Model Museum. It's a warehouse and gallery with the miniature models of Kengo Kuma, Shigeru Ban, Riken Yamamoto, and others. With little storage space in their own offices, these architects rent the metal shelves at the museum. And just like that, you have an exhibition of work by some of Japan's finest architects. If those aren't a good enough excuse to opt for the slow route from Osaka to Tokyo, you're probably better off sticking with rail travel. For Monocle in Osaka, Tokyo, and all points in between, I'm Kenji Hall.